I feel, by the first 20 minutes of that game, the better team lost. Dunedin were better than us most of that game, truth be told, you know.
Nevertheless, you got off to a good start, four points to one up, and then got the goal to go 1-4 to two up.
Yeah, we probably, you know, maybe that's part of the problem. We felt we were probably comfortable at that stage. Even at half-time, there's 4 points in it, but you look the better team, you're playing the better football, you look more threatening. You're reasonably happy.
More efficient.
You are more efficient. But the second half, they just upped the ante. Yeah. And
it was really in the last 10 minutes because Damien Brown's kicked a 9th point for you to go 1-6, 1-9 to 6 up. You were 6 up at that stage.
That's right.
With
10 minutes to go. And then it all turned.
Yeah.
One quick goal. And it, you know, when goals come, they kind of, it's like the plug out of the bath, like the water's running and there's not much you can do about it, like, you know. Yeah. And they just tipped on points. And I suppose we went back into the lead into injury time, and then they probably got the softest free of the day then, when frees were at a premium today. They got a very soft free and then they levelled it up, but they deserved it, you know, on the balance of play they deserved. They deserved all they got today. And again, an injury time, you know, they go into the lead and we get a goal against the run of play. And only for the goals against the run of play, I think we don't win that game.
Took the goals.
You know.
And in fairness to Shane Gallagher, he really put the third one away really well.
A man with a broken jaw.
Yeah.
Man with a broken jaw, a wired jaw. Imagine. You know, I was hoping we wouldn't have to call on him today at all. We had to call on him 5 minutes into the second half.
Yeah. So at times today, I thought you looked a tired team.
Look, you know, I talked to you during the week about the way this thing has been going on. It will be a tough game, but you'll win. You know, that's what everybody's hearing. And it's very difficult to prepare for games of football when you have that, you know, that backward mental situation going. And, you know, even they seem to have a bigger crowd than we had there today even. Did you see that? There seemed to be so much noise when they got their backs up. Like, they really just made, you know, it was a very tough day. I can't say that I enjoyed 1 minute of it, to be honest. Like, all the games, we've won a load of games by a point or two, but we didn't seem to have the same control today at all that we had other days. Other days, we had far more control than we had today.
But you've beaten a fine side. Dunedin are a good side.
I believe you're right. I believe they're as good a team as we played all year. They may not have been as physically competent as the likes of Emmyvale, but they were awful smart. They were so clever, you know.
And good basic skills.
Yeah, you know. The only thing that they probably missed out on is they probably kicked a lot of wides early on that probably cost them when the game come to a point, you know. In fairness, we didn't kick as many wides as they did, I'd say, especially not early on anyway, you know.
But it brings down the curtain on 2018, a good 2018, and you're looking forward to an All-Ireland semi-final, the first game in the new year.
Yeah, that'll be the first game in the new year. And listen, maybe this performance will help us, you know, because... We may have felt that we were better than we were. You know, they definitely give us a lesson today. You know, brought us back to our feet, brought us back to basics. There's no doubt about that. You know, so
what's the plan now between now and?
Well, that's what they're discussing in there, because I can make all the plans in the world, and if they don't buy into them, there's no point. So I've asked Barry Dillon, has been coming down, giving us a hand every now and then. So Barry's in there and he's talking to them. He's got a bit of experience on these kinds of things. So. He's in talking to them. That'll be their decision at the end of the day. No point me laying down rules. They have to decide what they want to do themselves.
But they look like a team that could do it a few weeks off.
Oh, yeah, but we can't have a few weeks off, really. 6 weeks' time and you're in All-Ireland semi-final, and those weeks are over Christmas, which makes it very, very tough, you know.